Come on, clap your hands, everybody. Come on.
Hi, I'm Henry Davis, pastor of the First Baptist Church of Highland Park in Landover, Maryland, a Bible-believing, Christ-centered, and Spirit-led congregation. I want to welcome you to our radio broadcast. And remember, there's power at the park.
Started this weekend in the 78th Psalm. I return to that in this worship experience. We lift those first four verses. New Living Translation. Oh, my people, listen to my instructions. Open your ears to what I am saying, for I will speak to you in a parable. Earthly story, heavenly meaning. I will teach you hidden lessons. Like hidden figures, hidden lessons from our past, stories we have heard and known, stories our ancestors handed down to us. We will not hide these truths from our children. We will tell the next generation about the glorious deeds of the Lord, about his mighty and his power and his mighty wonders. Praise God. May go to your seats around the building, even in the presence of our God, the few of us who are here. That first verse, oh, my people, listen to my instructions. Open your ears to what I am saying. Open your ears to what I am saying. We've titled this message, No Hesitation. No Hesitation. There's not going to be hesitation as we move forward. Cannot be. On March 1, there were reported in the United States 88 reported coronavirus cases. March 1. Of course, those numbers have flown to astronomical proportions as we look at today. Now more than 120,000 deaths, let alone cases of the virus. That is at the center on the front page of today's New York Times. When you flip into this article, it says it started small. Matter of fact, that's what faith ought to do. It ought to start small. Then it exploded. Unseen across this country, beginning in Seattle, but the delays killed thousands. Misinformation regarding mask wearing and social distancing ends up affecting us in negative ways. Hesitation. There was not the immediate reaction to what was coming. Even now, jokingly said, but serious as far as we're concerned, slow down the testing. That's where we are. If you don't have the information, then you will not react to the information. One article, front page, New York Times, virus inundates Texas. fed by abiding mistrust of government orders. Masks, question mark, we're done with all that. Those were the words in West Texas. For a while, it seemed like the virus had spared West Texas. Cases were low. Few had died. Concern through the spring was focused on getting businesses running again. By mid-June, the Texas Tech football team returned to campus. Local baseball tournaments resumed. Hotels filled up. Then people started getting sick. This is a snippet of some of the things that are going on. Not only do we deal with the pandemic, which surrounds this issue of the virus, but then we have the issue of the pandemic of racism. In today's New York Times Magazine, in the article that is written by Isabella Wilkerson, our founding ideals promise liberty and equality for all. Our reality is an enduring racial hierarchy that has persisted for centuries. This article is adapted from Isabel Wilkerson's forthcoming book entitled Caste, The Origin of Our Discontents. We saw a man face down on the pavement, pinned beneath a car, and above him another man, a man in uniform, his skin lighter than the man on the ground, and the lighter man was bearing down on the darker man, his knee boring into the neck of the darker man, the lighter man's hands at his sides, in his pockets. Could it be that his hands were so nonchalantly in his pockets? Such was the ease and casual calm, the confidence of embedded entitlement with which he was able to lord over the darker man. We heard the man on the ground pleading with the man above, saw the terror in his face, heard his gasps for air, heard the anguished cries of an unseen chorus begging the lighter man to stop. But the lighter man, the dominant man, looked straight by at the bystanders into the camera, thus at all of us around the world who would later bear witness, and instead of heeding the cries of the chorus, pressed his knee deeper into the darker man's neck, as was the perceived right granted him in the hierarchy. The man on the ground went silent, drained of breath. A clear liquid crept down the pavement. We saw a man die before our very eyes. What we did not see, not immediately anyway, was the invisible scaffolding, a caste system with ancient rules and assumptions that made such a horror possible, that held each actor in that scene in its grip. Off camera, two other men in uniform who looked like the lighter man were holding down the darker man from the other side of the police car as dusk approached in Minneapolis. Yet another man in uniform of Asian descent and thus not in the dominant caste stood near watching immobilized, is seen at a remove from his own humanity and potentially common cause as the darker man slipped out of consciousness. We soon learned that the man on the ground, George Floyd, had been accused of trying to pass a counterfeit $20 bill. And like uncountable black men over the centuries, lost his life over what might have been a mere citation for people in the dominant caste. The article is much longer, but I give you a snippet from the magazine section. No hesitation. I dig deeper in this. There are two other articles, and one I will rest my attention on as it weaves into this message. In the beginning of the style section, there's a black man sitting on a horse with a cowboy hat. An urban cowboy's message. Adam Hollingsworth. Rumor had sped that Hollingsworth had stolen a police horse in Chicago. Black man stole a horse. Come to find out that Mr. Hollingsworth is the owner of four horses. He has felt he got his first horse, and the article talks about his first purchase of a horse. I mean, some of you just trying to get a ride from one place to another. Hollingsworth, who was born and raised in Woodlawn, a majority black neighborhood, nearly 83%, according to a 2019 analysis by the Chicago Metropolitan Agency for Planning on the south side of Chicago. He ends up buying his first horse. He was an exotic dancer, bought his first horse, who was named Wi-Fi, for $800. During a period of severe depression, my horse was my therapy, he said. Over time, one horse became four. He keeps them in a barn at his uncle's home in Crete, a suburb of Chicago. Brings them out to the city almost every day as long as the weather cooperates. Normally, when Hollingsworth rides into a community, it lifts their spirits. Most of us would be lifted if we looked out and saw a black man riding into our community on a horse. He said, if I could do this, he even started a GoFundMe because he wants to raise aspirations in disadvantaged communities. He's already raised more than half of his $50,000 goal. As for the virus, he's not afraid. He's been taking all the recommended precautions. No hesitation. But this is not, I come really to the article also at the bottom of that same style section surrounding, and you will remember this name, Symone Sanders. Somebody just said, who's Symone Sanders? Well, let me educate you this morning. Symone Sanders had aspirations for TV popularity. She grew up in Omaha, Nebraska. She saw herself futuristically on The View or some place where she was going to get some kind of attention, she ends up at a very young age meeting the president of the United States. Matter of fact, he is not president at that point. He is just a senator, and she is at age 15. Stay with me. It's going to get good. At 30, Ms. Sanders is the youngest member of Mr. Biden's, Joe Biden's, inner circle, the highest ranking African-American person on his campaign staff, and the most prominent alumnus of a Bernie Sanders presidential campaign. Don't miss this. She is a key figure for Sanders in his failed run for president, or at least the Democratic nomination. Sometime later, Simone Sanders is on CNN and in an all-out verbal brawl with Ken Cuccinelli, former Attorney General of Virginia and future immigration official in the Trump administration, who, as they got into this argument, said to her, "No, you shut up," which is going to be the title of her upcoming book. "No, you shut up." Come on, don't miss this. Can I work? I'm trying to work. I'm going to show you how all of this fuses into no hesitation. Sanders is not a wait your turn character, a condition underscored by her own breakneck career trajectory. Met first president, future president at 15 when Barack Obama was a senator, visited Nebraska in 2005. In an interview, and I move quickly, with Bernie Sanders in 2015, when he asked her what job she wanted, Simone Sanders promptly replied, "National Press Secretary." This was, to say the least, a bold proposition for a 25-year-old who had never before worked on a presidential campaign, nor had she ever particularly considered herself a Bernie-style socialist. But Ms. Sanders was suffering through a 27-interview losing streak for potential jobs. Don't miss this. She had gone for 27 jobs and had been told, "You can't have them." At job 28, she now goes to work for Bernie Sanders. After graduating from Creighton University in Omaha, Ms. Simone Sanders did some work for a Democratic political consultant in Nebraska, allowing her to gain experience local campaigns. She moves to Washington in 2014, landing at Global Trade Watch, affiliated with the nonprofit progressive advocacy group Public Citizen, before Mr. Sanders' campaign hired her. Let me move quickly, bringing you up to 2020. She had considered Maya Harris, the sister of Kamala Harris, Democrat of California, to be like a big sister to her. I consider Kirsten Gillibrand a good friend. Ms. Sanders told Glamour magazine in May 2019, "Cory Booker is a good friend. Elizabeth Warren is one of my favorite people to have tea with. She obviously had history with Bernie Sanders," and so on. Ms. Sanders, Simone, took a meeting with Mr. Biden at the urging of one of her campaign's co-chairs, Cedric Richmond, Democrat of Louisiana, whom she had met, befriended a few years earlier. She and the candidate spoke nearly 2 hours in April, and Ms. Sanders came away impressed with Mr. Biden's willingness to come off the sidelines after a long career. She was at the same age he was, 29, when he decided to run for the Senate. She said she could relate to his impatience, his no hesitation. No hesitation. Look, it goes further. Colleagues describe her as fun, engaging presence, free of airs that might come with celebrity status. And when it was evident Mr. Biden needed to win South Carolina after disastrous early showings in Iowa and New Hampshire, Simone Sanders was dispatched to the Palmetto State for 4 weeks to help run the campaign organization there. You know the history of what happens in South Carolina, a utility role that was part decision maker, morale booster, and organizer. She served as a hyper-visible African-American representative for Mr. Biden in a state whose Democratic electorate was over half black. You know the history. Biden defeats Sanders in South Carolina by 29 percentage points, sending the former vice president to a rout of the Super Tuesday states and his eventual sprint to the nomination. If you don't say what you want and what you stand for, then someone else is going to create your narrative for you, says Minion Moore, another longtime Democratic activist and mentor to Ms. Sanders. This generation of African-American women is going to write their own history. They're not going to wait for anyone else, and God bless them for that. I say all of that to bring us to this moment that we look at these words which are penned in Psalm 78. No hesitation. You see that when you look at a Simone Sanders who could have allowed age to get in her way, or you could have looked at a black cowboy like Adam Hollingsworth. But you see individuals who are not going to be trapped by what you think. It's not what they think, it's what God has made you to be. And so these unlikely persons give us a message, no hesitation. Bold dreams. National press secretary, that's what you say at 25? And if you look at this, Simone Sanders is a real sister too. I mean, she's got sisterhood down. They were at a campaign in March and in Los Angeles. A campaign in March. And it's, again, as you turn, it says she's seizing control of her dreams. She's a real sister. There's nothing fake about her. But a protester was going to rush the stage in Los Angeles to get to Joe Biden. Simone, in her sisterhood, Buck, Simone grabbed the protester. She wasn't waiting for security. Tell her, I don't need security. I'll take this protester myself. And you see the picture of this sister grabbing the protester. Said, not today. No hesitation. I thank God for those who are able to seize your moments, seize the very things that God has in store for you. And here it is. These are the three areas we want to look at, and we'll be ready to wrap it up. And maybe we go down and see the crab boss tonight. over in Southeast. He's moved over there. Whatever we're going to go do. I just gave Crab Boss a shout out. He's rolling. Started on the back of his truck, but thank God he's moved. He has been elevated. One, God brings clarity and balance to the life. He brings clarity and balance to the life, to one's life, through their relationship with Jesus Christ. Your life can now have clarity. It brings balance. I got balance and clarity. Balance and clarity. It brings balance and clarity to one's life through their relationship with Jesus Christ. Thank you. Thank you, team. You fixed that up. Clarity, balance to one's life through their relationship with Jesus Christ. You want balance in your life? You want your life to come together? Get Jesus. I preached in the earlier service that no matter how high you go in life, you will not reach the heights of the lowest person in heaven. I'm thanking God for that. But not only do I look at that particular area, I look at my second point that I'll make in this message. Open your mouth for God and speak with boldness as God is holding you up. I got to speak with boldness. I got to let it out. Because I'm not doing it on my own, but I'm doing it on the strength of God. Open up your mouth. Speak with boldness because God is holding you up. How you making it, Reverend, during this pandemic, coronavirus, God? How you doing it? Team, God, Nate, Tia, Lottie, God, holding us up. DJ Willie Q, God, the Q is here. The Q is in the house. We thank God for how the Lord can hold us up. And thirdly, there's no need to hide from your past. Because it shows what God can do. Adam Hollingsworth said, I'm not hiding from who I was, what I did, but I'm taking my moments as to where I am and now moving forward. No hesitation. I will not be trapped in my past. Hollingsworth said, depression is a bad thing. Depression, suicidal thoughts, being in a dark place. Hollingsworth now says, I want to bring light to others. Jesus says, I come that I need you to know I am the light of the world. I'm not going to hide from my past because it shows what God can do. What he can do, the miraculous things, miraculous ways in which he can move. Well, let's deal with it. Let's go to number one. God brings clarity and balance to one's life through their relationship with Jesus Christ. I thank God for clarity. I thank God for the clearness of spirit, the clearness of mind, the clearness of heart. I thank you, God, for making things clear to me. I thank you, God, for pulling out of me everything that needs to be pulled out of me. I thank you, God, for being Alpha and Omega, beginning and end. I thank you. Clarity, balance to one's life through the relationship, through their relationship with Jesus Christ. Verse number one of Psalm 78, it says, oh, my people, listen to my instructions. Open your ears. My ears are open to what you're saying. World's saying a whole lot of stuff. First they don't wear a mask, and now they tiptoeing into it. It's necessary. It's needed. Oh, my people, listen to my instructions. Open your ears to what I am saying. Open your ears. Open your spirit. Open up. Open up. open to God. I'm open to whatever it is you need me to do. I'm opening up because the Lord, you are opening up my mind and showing me the way that you want me to go. I will depend on you every step of the way. Secondly, open your mouth for God and speak with boldness. He's the one holding you up. I speak with boldness. I don't come to this pulpit scared. I ain't scared of you. Come bold. Come knowing the wind is behind my back. I'm surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses. No hesitation. I can just get to that sacred desk one more time. No hesitation that souls can be saved and lives can be transformed and people can know that they can have hope in their life and no need for me to look down when I can look up. The Word of God gives me that assurance. Psalm 78 verses 2 and 3, it says, for I will speak to you in a parable. I will teach you hidden lessons from our past, learning lessons from our past. Yesterday in Baltimore, as lessons are being learned about racist persons in the past, and they went in Little Italy in Baltimore and took a statue of Christopher Columbus and threw it into the inner harbor. We will not celebrate racism. And even the very football team down the street, after years of people trying to tell them you ought to change it. But when FedEx said it, change it. When Nike said change it, and these investors said we're going to pull the money, and Nike said we're going to take your paraphernalia off our website. You listening now, huh? No, it shouldn't have been any hesitation before. And now they're trying to get it straight before game one. The truth of the matter is, they're going to sell a lot of, if they get it straight, if they're going to sell a whole lot more gear. Because you at least got one more patron than me. I will speak to you in a parable. I will teach you hidden lessons from our past. Stories we have heard and known. Stories our ancestors handed down to us. That's in the old African village. We knew him to be the griot. The griot would come, gather the village around, and the griot was verbal history. He would give out verbal history and tell them this is where we've come from, because if we know where we've come from, we won't return to. We need to know what our past says, and now they're saying they're going to try to change even how instructors teach history. They're going to re-instruct them. Again, another great article in last Sunday's New York Times dealt with reparations. And I read stuff in that article that in all my years in reading, I had never heard. I didn't know about the thousands of acres given to people who did not look like us to help give them a boost and a head start. But they told us, pull yourselves up by your own bootstraps. It applied to us, but did not apply to them. Here it is. No hesitation. I'm not going to hesitate. I'm not going to placate. I'm not going to be a sluggish, but I'm coming. No hesitation. And the third thing is, there's no need to hide from your past. Because we know, because it shows what God can do. We know what the Lord has done in our lives. Now we can look to what's next. What's next? The handwriting is on the wall. What's next? trying to get your palm read and look through a crystal ball. No! I open up the Word of God. I'm not going to run from what was. I'm going to run to what's going to be. I'm opening up my spirit. My spirit, Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on me. That fourth verse, Psalm 78. We will not hide these truths from our children. We will tell the next generation about the glorious deeds of the Lord. We will spread the word. We're going to let them know what God has done before and how God can do again, how God can make a way out of no way. The glorious deeds of the Lord, about the power, his power, his mighty wonders. He's still working things out. He's still infusing us. He's still lifting us from low places. He's still fighting our battles, intercepting our pain, shutting doors behind us, opening doors in front of us. And that's what Simone Sanders said after 27 times of being told no. You don't know, you're one step closer to your yes. Every no you're getting is a no that's bringing you closer to your yes. And somebody who's out there right now, I need for you to keep on pressing. I need for you to keep on going in a forward way, because you need to know God is calling you. And when God calls you, you need to answer. When God calls you out of what you are, he can turn a mess into a miracle. He can take ordinary and do extraordinary when God calls you. He can tell you, you don't have to fight it by yourself. You don't have to walk it alone. You can walk in victory. You can lean and depend on me. When God calls your name, I got to say yes to you, God. I said yes to some wrong things, but I thank God I can say yes to the right thing. You said rest. You said yes to low living, and you said yes to dark thoughts, but now I got to say yes to a new thing. Somebody's out there in this worship experience, and I thank God, don't have any hesitation. Don't have any deliberation, but I now have spent time in meditation. And thank God for meditation, because it's in that meditation that I had revelation. And once I had my revelation, I'm now ready for my elevation. I wish I had a witness out there. He can elevate you. He can make a way out of no way. He can stand up in your body, give you everything you need while you need it. Do I have a witness out there? He's done it before, and he can do it again. He's a mighty God. Oh, yes, he is. The fairest of 10,000, the bright and the morning star. I love the Lord, and he heard my cry, pitied my every groan. Whatever I need, God's got it. No matter how low I go, he can come down and see about me. Oh, yes, he can. Oh, he's done it before, and he can do it again. Do I have a witness out there? I said he's done it before. Now he can do it again. He's a mighty good God. Oh, yes, he is. I love the Lord. He heard my cry, pitied my every groan. I came to Jesus as an empty pitcher, but I thank God that he filled me up. Fill me up, God. Let it overflow. It's flowing this morning. I said it's flowing this morning. Has God been good to you? Let it flow. Let your praises flow. Everything that hath breath ought to praise the Lord. Let it flow. Let it flow like tea lets it flow. Let it flow like Nate Rooks lets it flow. Let it flow like Ant lets it flow. And J-Mo and Brandon and Munchie, let it flow. I will bless the Lord at all times, because he's worthy
of all the praise. I wish I had a witness out there. He's done it before. He can do it again. Can't nobody do me like the Lord? Do I have some praises out there? I will praise his name. He's a mighty good God. Oh, yes, he is. You know it. You've seen it happen. Because every time I turn around, he keeps on blessing me. Ain't he all right? Has he been good to you? Come on, Highland Park. Let's praise the name of the Lord. Let's lift up our hands, open up our mouths, throw back our head, and give God the best praise that you have. Good morning, good afternoon, good day. I love the Lord. Can't nobody do me like the Lord. Come on. Yes, Lord, I'm going to have to praise him. I can't keep it to myself. It feels like fire shut up in my bone. It feels something is going on. Something's in the atmosphere. I thank God it must be Jesus. Something is going on. It's the Holy Ghost. It's the Holy Spirit. Yeah. Do you love him? And if you love him, you can praise his name. Come on, let's praise him. Come on, let's give him the glory. Praise him from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. He's a mighty good God. Oh, yes, he is. He's my Alpha. He's my Omega. He's my beginning. He's my end. Doctor in a sick room. Lawyer in a courtroom. Yeah. Has he been good to you? Don't fool me now, but if it's been good to you, you ought to let out a praise. What's going on? You don't know what the Lord has done for me. Say yeah, say yeah, say yeah, 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 yes. No hesitation. I'm not going to hesitate. No. 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 And guess what? You shouldn't hesitate either. If you've been in a dark place and God's trying to bring you out, it's not time for your hesitation.
Come on, clap your hands, everybody.
You've been listening to the radio broadcast of the First Baptist Church of Highland Park in Landover, Maryland. If you want to receive a CD or DVD of what you have just heard, please call 301-773-6655 or visit us on the World Wide Web, FBHP.org. And remember, there's power at the park. Oh,